This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this brand new episode of The Dictionary. It's a podcast. You're listening to it. If you didn't know that, well, now you do. First for this episode is annelid. A-N-N-E-L-I-D. This is a noun from 1813. Any of a phylum of usually elongated, segmented, coelomate invertebrates, as earthworms and leeches. Annelid is also an adjective, and annelidin is an adjective or a noun. This is from the Latin annellus, which means little ring, and there's more at the word annulet. Now we have the word annex, A-N-N-E-X, first form of two. This is a transitive verb from the 14th century. One, to attach as a quality, consequence, or condition. Two is archaic, to join together materially. Synonym is unite. Three, to add to something earlier, larger, or more important. Four, to incorporate a country or other territory within the domain of a state. 5. To obtain or take for oneself. Annexation is a noun. Annexational is an adjective. An annexationist is a noun. The etymology says this is from the Anglo-French annexer, which is from annexi. That's probably not how it's pronounced, which means attached. That is from the Latin annexus, which is from the verb annectere, which means to bind to, and that is from nectere, which means to bind. Now we have the second form of annex. It's a noun from 1501, something annexed as an expansion or supplement, as A, an added stipulation or statement, synonym is appendix, or B, a subsidiary or supplementary building or structure, synonym is wing, W-I-N-G. Next, we have annex again, but there's an E at the end. It is a chiefly British variation of the second form of annex, which is what we just read. Next, we have Annie Oakley. This is the name, Annie Oakley, two words. It's a noun from circa 1910. A free ticket. I had no idea, but that's why I'm reading the dictionary. This is from the person, Annie Oakley, who died in 1926. She was an American markswoman. They get this term related to her name because of the resemblance of a punched pass to a playing card with bullet holes through the spots. So I think that was one of her tricks. She would throw cards in the air, or somebody would throw cards in the air, and she would shoot them out of the air, and so the cards had bullet holes. And it looked like when you have your pass to a carnival or a bus ticket or whatever, looked like it had bullet holes through it. So now whenever I hear somebody say Annie Oakley, I'll know that it means a free ticket. Next we have annihilate. This is a verb from 1525. The transitive definitions are 1a, to cause to be of no effect. Synonym is nullify. 1b, to destroy the substance or force of. 2, to regard as of no consequence. 3, to cause to cease to exist, especially the synonym kill. 4a, to destroy a considerable part of, as in bombs annihilated the city. 4b, to vanquish completely. Synonym is rout, R-O-U-T. I am not familiar with that word, but now I know what it means. As in, annihilated the visitors 56-0. 5. To cause a particle and its antiparticle to vanish by annihilating. Now we have the intransitive definition, and then in italics it says, of a particle and its antiparticle. Definition is, to vanish or cease to exist by coming together and changing into other forms of energy as photons. And how cool is it that there are things that can do that? Annihilation is a noun, annihilator is a noun, and annihilatory is an adjective. I remember when I was a kid, I was playing some video game with some friends. I want to say it was maybe a hockey game, which is weird because I never really played sports games, especially hockey games. But I have a vague memory of there being some mode of the game called annihilation mode, something like that. And I wasn't really familiar with the word. I was relatively young, but also relatively stupid. And so I think I just called it annihilation, or so I pronounced it stupid. But whenever I think of that word, I think of that vague memory from my childhood. I was maybe, I don't know, 10, 12, something like that. So if any of you can think of any sports video games, probably on the Nintendo or the Super Nintendo, that had an annihilation mode, please let me know. I'd love to know what that game was. Not like I'm going to go out and play it, but it would be nice to have a little extra details for my memory. All right, next we have the word anniversary. This is a noun from the 13th century. 1. The annual recurrence of a date marking a notable event. Broadly, a date that follows such an event by a specified period of time measured in units other than years, as in the 6th month anniversary of the accident. 2. The celebration of an anniversary. I always think it's funny when people are celebrating anniversaries for things that are not the actual year anniversary. I guess because the dictionary is saying that it's okay to do that. It says specified period of time measured in units other than years, like a 6 month anniversary. I guess it's okay. It's totally fine to do that, but I still think it's funny. It's our 2 week anniversary. No, it's not. Anniversaries come on the year. All right, moving on. Next we have Anno Domini, A-N-N-O, second word, capital D-O-M-I-N-I. This is an adverb from 1512, used to indicate that a time division falls within the Christian era. This is from Middle Latin, in the year of the Lord. That's what it means in Latin. At some point in my childhood, I guess the standard became not using Anno Domini, which is A.D., I guess they started using something else, A.C.E., I think. I think people realized that it didn't really make sense to have something that was very Christian in describing our year, because most people around the world, or a lot of people around the world, are not Christian, so it didn't really make sense. They needed something a little bit different. But unfortunately, our years are still based on the supposed birth of Jesus, so we're still very Christian Jesus related. You know, at this point, we're not going to change our years. But the Jewish religion uses a different year set. It starts about 3,000 years earlier than the current calendar, the Gregorian calendar that we use. At the Chinese calendar, they have a whole other set of years, I think. So we're all just all over the place, which I think is fine, because we all have different cultures, we all have different beliefs around the world. As long as we're not trying to change everybody's mode of thinking, I think that's fine. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. All right, next is, I'm not sure if this is the correct pronunciation, but according to the pronunciation guide, it can be pronounced two different ways. Either Anno Hegiri or Anno Hegiri. Anno is the first word. Second word is H-E-G-I-R-A-E. I think this is similar to Anno Domini, so let's see what it is. It's an adverb from 1613, used to indicate that a time division falls within the Islamic era. It's from New Latin, or it is New Latin. It means in the year of Hegira, H-E-G-I-R-A. So it looks like, yes, it is similar to Anno Domini, but it's related to the Islam instead of Christian. So I think I might have to look at what an example of this is exactly. Maybe I'm guessing that Islam has a whole other set of years. Currently, we're in 2019 of the Gregorian calendar, which we would say is the 2019 AD, Anno Domini. But are we in a different year in the Islam calendar, Anno Hegire or Hegire? I'm curious to know, because I have a lot to learn. All right, next we have annotate. This is a verb from 1710. Intransitive definition is to make or furnish critical or explanatory notes or comment. Transitive is to make or furnish annotations for as a literary work or subject. Annotative is an adjective, and annotator is a noun. It's not a potato. Next we have annotation. This is a noun from the 15th century. 1. A note added by way of comment or explanation. 2. The act of annotating. And we will go ahead and have that be the last word for this episode. Annotation, A-N-N-O-T-A-T-I-O-N. Thank you so much for listening. I hope my weird thoughts on Anno Domini and Anno Hegire were not too crazy. But I do need to pick a word for this episode, which I forgot to do for the last one. So we will go ahead and pick Annie Oakley, because I had just no clue that that was an alternative way to say a free ticket. Learn something new. All right, that's it. Thank you and goodbye.